the way I have understood Yoga Sutra is as follows. Yoga Sutra is an extraordinary text. But for people like us, ordinary people like us, Yoga Sutra is taking a lot of trouble to explain how we cannot help suffer, how we cannot escape suffering. You go to this side will hit you. You go to this side, you read the second chapter. How? Because of my own conditioning, because of evolutions, because of my desires, because of the nature of things, there will be guarantee for dukkham. Sarvam dukkham vivekinaha. The more you seek clarity, the more you will find dukkha. Sorry about this, Patanjali is very much concerned about dukkha.
Which sits underneath which though? The basic nature though, the consciousness, there is no dukkha.
But what do I know about basic nature? Somebody told me that there is a pot of gold under my house, but I don't know my house, so I don't even, how can I find the pot of gold? So having told that there is a pot of gold, I suffer more because before I didn't even have the pot of gold. If somebody comes and tells me, I got a pot of gold, go and find your house. I don't even know where is my house. So I am suffering. Maybe there is a pot of gold. And I am suffering more because there is a pot of gold.
Do you see that as the dilemma of most people who...
It is not a dilemma, it is a fact. The more I say, deep inside you, there is something that is always happy, there is always ananda, you are actually ananda, your true nature is ananda, it makes me feel more bad.
Okay, well let me rephrase that then. It's a very simple question.
I hope you forgive my bad English.
No, it's too clear.